As Minister Josephine Teo said just now, there was a wider government effort to uphold the use of NRIC numbers as a unique identifier and to move away from the use of mask NRIC numbers, which provides a false sense of security. In particular, MDDI had issued a circular for government agencies to cease any planned use of mask NRIC numbers in new business processes and services. Unfortunately, there was a lapse of coordination between the staff on how this was to be implemented. ACRA then proceeded on the misunderstanding that it should unmask NRIC numbers in the new BizFile portal. This was a mistake on ACRA's part, and I apologize for this. Our oversight has caused anxiety and confusion to the public. As the owner of the BizFile portal, ACRA should have been more mindful that many Singaporeans have long treated their NRIC numbers as private and confidential information and would not want to have their full NRIC numbers searchable on the new portal. We should also have taken more deliberate care to ensure that such information deemed sensitive by many is provided only when needed. ACRA will learn from this lesson and tighten our systems and processes. We had disabled the people search function last Friday night. We are now working hard to restore a revised service in a way that addresses both the public concerns and our users' needs.